This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for the Tiki and Tierney NFL Training Camp Two-A-Days as we visit all 32 NFL camps to preview the upcoming season.
Dallas Cowboys, 10-6, first in the NFC East. For the third time in 5 years, the Cowboys and head coach Jason Garrett claim the division title thanks to the running of Zeke Elliott and a stout defense. However, contract issues are dominating the headlines in Dallas, with Dak, Zeke, and Amari Cooper all seeking new deals.
When you look at numbers, I think a lot of it's about the market, so I don't really pay attention to any of that. I come in and I just prove myself each and every day to these other guys in this locker room. That's the only thing that I have to worry about, and I know if I'm doing that and getting better, good things happen.
Can America's team hold it together long enough to give Jerry his first ring in over two decades?
Yeah, Jerry's still waiting. Let's get some answers. Former Dallas Cowboys quarterback. He knows how it works out there in Big D, the pressure, the expectations. Danny White, also a part of the broadcast team. And Danny is with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Danny, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm good. How you guys doing?
Awesome, man. Let's face it, you know, one thing that I've said all summer is that based on Jerry's age and based on Jerry's desperation to win again, I actually thought that he would crack, at least more so pertaining to Zeke. Dak's going to get paid, and I think eventually Amari's going to get his money as well. But I think that because he's desperate, at least I thought that he might crack a little sooner than he has, but he's showing some resolve here. Are you surprised that none of this is done and here we are? It's, you know, August 20, whatever it is. I mean, it's kind of late in the summer, Danny.
No, I'm not surprised at all, because Zeke really, I'm having a hard time really understanding his agents and this strategy, because Zeke really has no leverage. He's got because he's a first round draft pick, he's got the fifth year option, so he's got 2 years left. If he's going to sit out, and I mean sit out, he's got to sit out for 2 years. He'd have to come back for the 10th game to get credit for this season, but he really has no leverage. This is a little bit mind-boggling to me that they would even play this game. It looks like Jalen Smith, all reports are that he's going to get extended today. In fact, they're holding a press conference in 3 minutes.
Yep.
The report is, they haven't officially announced it, that they're extending one of the players, and the report is that it's going to be Jalen Smith. Now, that's not official yet. So, but Ezekiel surprises me a little bit. You know, and everybody talks about, well, he's had the best numbers of any running back in the league. But, you know, three of the top five Dallas Cowboy players, three of the top five salaries are offensive linemen. You know, that's got a little bit to do with Zeke's numbers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when Jerry says you don't have to have the leading rusher in the league to win a Super Bowl, that's what he's talking about. You need to have a running game, a good running game, but you don't have to lead the league. And how much of it is Zeke and how much of it is that offensive line? Well, you know, watching Tony Pollard, I'm beginning to wonder about that myself. Zeke is a great running back, but Tony Pollard's having some pretty good games in the preseason behind that line as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know this a million times more than me. It's benign defenses. There's no stunts. There's no blitzes. I mean, it is what it is. It's pretty basic
right.
Stuff. Not to say that Pollard doesn't have any skill, but, you know, let's move forward with some caution how good he might be. I don't know. If we're having this conversation 2 years ago about the Dallas offensive line, I'm sitting here and I'm saying I fully agree with you, but I've seen attrition. I know you've seen some attrition, and I think that at this stage, Zeke can cover up some of that attrition. I don't think the offensive line's the same as it was a couple of years ago. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do agree with that. Travis Frederick has had his issues. Zach Martin has had issues. Tyron Smith has certainly had issues.
Oh, yeah.
So I do agree with that. That line is beating up a little bit, and they're not getting any younger. So I guess we'll find out whether it's Zeke, how much of it is Zeke, how much of it is the offensive line. But that window is closing, and they've got to understand that. Zeke's got to understand that. He's not going to have that offensive line in front of him forever.
No, no. But I think that that's why, and listen, I understand Dallas's position. You got 2 years on your contract, show up and play. But I also understand Zeke's point of view here, because you're a running back. They're going to run you into the ground. You'll be done by the time you're 30, if not earlier. And, you know, you've got to maximize the window of earning power. And he knows that the offensive line's window is closing. And it's like he's using that as leverage to get paid, because he know, or he thinks that eventually Jerry's going to crack. So, again, you don't think that Jerry cracks at all. You think he holds firm with this?
I don't. I don't. Yep.
Wow.
I think he holds. I think he's going to get it done.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to be because Jerry cracks. I think they're going to come to a meeting of the minds. I think he'll get extended.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he'll be, you know, the top paid running back in the league. But I do think, you know, the deal will get done. You know, he's going to make $8 million this year and $9 next year. You know, I think they'll end up, you know, paying him $12 or $13 million, mm-hmm. and it'll get done.
Okay, we're talking to Danny White, who was the quarterback from the mid-70s to the late 80s in Dallas, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. You know, Dak, I like Dak a lot. He's a big, strong, sturdy kid. He's got good wheels. He's, for the most part, I like his touchdown-to-pick ratio. He puts a few on the turf, but I think he can overcome that. He's an easy leader. You know, he's looking for $30 million, and I think he's going to probably get it, unless you're going to tell me that Jerry's not going to pay him that. When does Dak get paid, and what do you think the number is?
Yeah, I think Dak and Amari will both happen before the season starts. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look at what Carson Wentz got, how does Dak not get those same numbers? I don't know how you argue against that, because Dak is much more durable. He's proven that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, he's had a running game to help him, and I can speak from experience. You know, with Tony Dorsett and Herschel Walker, and boy, that helps. Nothing helps a quarterback more than a great running game, and so Dak has had that, but I do think, and Jerry even said he thinks he's one of the top five quarterbacks in the league, and you know, he's not helping his bargaining position any when he says that.
No,
because if he is, he needs to be paid that.
Correct,
and you know, that is $30 million plus.
You know, here you bring up Carson Wentz's name, and I can't necessarily prove this. The only thing that we really know is where he was drafted in terms of draft slot versus Dak Prescott and his injury history.
Right.
Those are things we've seen, we've reacted to. I believe, and I like Dak. I put me on the record. I've been on the record for a while. I'm a Dak Prescott fan. I'm a Dak Prescott believer. But I look at Carson Wentz, Danny, and you tell me if you think I'm off with this. To me, Carson Wentz, if the Eagles are down 31-13, whatever, I'll just make it up a wacky score, they're on the road, and Carson Wentz himself has to bring them back like a Rodgers or like Matt Ryan can do on occasion or like Breeze always does and Brady.
Breeze and Brady, yeah.
The great ones. I believe Carson Wentz, I believe Wentz can do that. I don't believe that Dak can necessarily do that. And if you can't do that, how are you a top five quarterback?
It's a good question. We've never seen him do it. That's the one thing that he hasn't done. So the argument, I guess, is based on, can you take a team on your shoulders and win a game versus can you stay healthy, stay on the field? I mean, if you look at Dak's body compared to Carson, I mean, Dak is built like a fullback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's just a stout, sturdy you just don't expect him to ever get hurt. And that's a big deal at the quarterback position. And so, you know, there are pluses and minuses. There are things where I think he is in the top five. I think durability-wise he is. Maybe taking a team on his shoulders and bringing him back, maybe he isn't, because he hasn't proven that yet. We don't know that. But that's the game you play. What we're doing right here is this is the game. You know, Jerry and Steven, they sit around and they talk about these things, and do we pay him? Look at Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, now that to me is out there. I have a hard time understanding the guy that started 10 games. He's being paid $14 million for every game that he's started in the NFL, and that just blows everything else out of the water as far as I'm concerned. The risk they're taking on him is unbelievable.
Yeah, and I obviously spent some time on him today based on how he looked last night. Talking to Danny White, former Cowboys quarterback. Real quick, you know, Jason Witten, does he look spry? How's he looking? Does he look like he could still play?
Well, Jason never was. I wouldn't use the word spry.
True. True.
To describe Jason Witten, even, you know, 5 years ago.
True.
But he is that stabilizing force in the locker room, in the community, on the field. When Dak needs a guy he can count on, he's that guy that you throw the ball to, whether he's covered or not. Every quarterback needs that guy. I had it with Drew Pearson, and I had Tony Hill, and Novacek was that kind of guy, you know, and that's what he brings to Dak. And I don't think Amari Cooper's that guy, at least not yet,
mm-hmm.
for Dak.
Mm-hmm.
But Jason is. And you get down in the red zone, you got third and six, you know, and you've got to get it or you lose the game. I mean, that's where Jason Witten is. And he looks great. I saw him before the game. I went and shook his hand and said, hey, you look like you're wearing the outfit you're supposed to be wearing right now. And he just nodded his head and said, yep, it's great.
Easier than trying to battle airtime with Boogmobile, huh?
That's right. But that was, you know, everybody talks about the Cowboys in the offseason, and they didn't have a first-round draft pick and all this, but they got Travis Frederick and Jason Witten back.
Yep.
They got Amari Cooper. You know, I'd say the additions to their team in the offseason, notwithstanding a first-round draft pick,
yep,
have been very, very positive.
I agree. And it looks like a fairly weak division. Eagles will be pretty good, but the Giants are in a tough spot. Redskins are going nowhere. So it's really, at least on paper, a two-team race. Hey, Danny, I want to ask you real quick about the coach, and that's Jason Garrett. You know, the Flames, if this is a different team, the hot seat is just full on fire. If not, he's gone at this point. It just seems like Jerry's going to keep him around forever. Is he the right guy? Is he going to eventually crack through?
Yeah, well, the right guy in Dallas is not the right guy anywhere else because of Jerry. You know, and Jason has handled that as well as anybody that, you know, I can imagine. So, yeah, I mean, I think he's the right guy, but even Jerry has to cater to the fans and popularity and the politics of the game and the media, and, you know, all of that plays into it. And, you know, they just haven't won the Super Bowl. They haven't won consistently enough and gotten far enough into the playoffs under Jason to satisfy those people. And I think that's the issue. And even Jerry has to admit that those are the ones that have made his team a $6 billion team or whatever it is. It's crazy, but that's why he's where he is and has the kind of control and power that he does. And he's got to answer to that.
Hey, Cowboys, Yankees, Lakers, Celtics, certain teams, you got to win.
Go.
We know how it goes.
Yeah.
All right, Danny. Hey, listen, really appreciate some time. Danny White, former quarterback for the Cowboys and part of Dallas's broadcast team with Compass Media. Thank you, Danny. Appreciate it very much.
You bet. You bet. Good to be with you.
Okay, no doubt. So hit it all, everything you needed to know about the Dallas Cowboys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.